We're learning Masechta Sota. So we had a Machlokes HaTanoim, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So Kriya Shema Kichsavach, you can only say Kriya Shema in Biblical Hebrew. According to the Chacham, you can say Kriya Shema in any language. They disagree about the Psukim Shema in the sense of understand, or Vahayu in the sense of it should be Kahavayasan, the way it is. And then the Gemara says, well, according to Rebbe, that Kriya Shema is Dafka Kichsavach. Does that imply that Kol HaTorah Kula, or Kol HaTorah, I should say, is B'chol Lashon? Because if Kol HaTorah is in Hebrew, so you don't need a pasuk to tell me that Kriya Shema is in Hebrew, right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, you would think that's because of the Psukim, that it says Shema, so therefore I would think it could be in any language. That's what the Gemara says. So effectively, what the Gemara does is the Gemara suggests that this machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim depends on whether Kol HaTorah is B'Lashon HaKodesh or whether Kol HaTorah is B'Chol Lashon. And last time we learned, we noted the Shita of Rashi, that this question as to whether Kol HaTorah is B'Lashon HaKodesh or B'Chol Lashon relates to which aspect of Torah, what mitzvah, what thing? Kriyas HaTorah. Right? And as Rashi says, that this question relates to Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, and that's like a collector's item. Kriyas HaTorah in Shul is only Derabbanan, what's going on here? So we gave a whole share about that last time, and we had this Be'er Sheva, which we spent time on, etc. Beautiful, all is grand. Tosvis has a different pshat, and the Me'iri has a third pshat. So what I'd like to do relatively quickly is go through the Tosvis. Tosis in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, and try to understand what Tosis is saying, and then we'll try to understand what the Me'iri says. Who wants to tell me what the Rabbeinu Chananel says? The amazing thing is, I know I can ask questions, and then suddenly everyone becomes like a big massman, and their head like goes down into the Gemara. Is that like... It's really amazing. Yeah, Sarah?
Does he make a distinction between... Because, like, Hapshita, I mean, Shamat, Tantar, Nino, like, there's a difference between what was, the way it was given and the way it was given to be written down or canceled.
Exactly. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah on Har Sinai. Everyone agrees, says Tosfos, that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in Lashon HaKodesh. That's given. The question is, when you write down a Sefer Torah, do you have to write in Lashon HaKodesh also, or can you write Torah in any language? That is the question as to whether Kol HaTorah B'Chol Lashon, in which case you could write it in any language, or does Kol HaTorah have to be Davka in Lashon HaKodesh, that you can only write Torah in Biblical Hebrew? Now Tosis points out that this issue is really Machlokes and Meseches Megillah, about whether you could write Svarim only in Lashon Ashur, in Ksav Ashuris, or in any other language, or only Ksav Ashuris and Yevanis, etc. So Tosis basically says, yup. Right? This is a well-known machlokas from elsewhere, but the issue at hand is, can you copy Torah into a different language?
Dafka in a Sefer Torah?
L'chara means Dafka in a Sefer Torah.
The question of, can you translate Torah? The question of...
Right. Nitna lahatika b'lashon acher, I think, means, can you write a Sefer Torah in a different language? And that's why Tosis invokes that Gemara in Megillah about writing, about Svarim, Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs, writing them in other languages. It's like the... It's almost like the halacha is on the Cheftza of the Torah, this Torah scroll, can you have a Torah scroll in the foreign language? That's why Tosis learns the Gemara. You seem confused.
Do we hold that a Bible has Kedusha? Like the King James Bible. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I mean,
like what you're
saying. Again, so... You know, let's say I would have a printed Bible that's written by Orthodox Jews. It's a different question than the King James, right? So if I'd have a printed Bible written by Orthodox Jews, so many assume there is some Kedusha, certainly. You can't just throw it in the garbage, you have to bury it. Right, it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha as a Sefer Torah, but then again, a Pusul Sefer Torah doesn't have the same level of Kedusha as a full Sefer Torah, mm-hmm. as a Kosher Sefer Torah. So it has some Kedusha, but not complete Kedusha.
And the question is, can you write in any language on a scroll in ink?
Correct. And thereby, give it Kedusha of a Torah.
But in order for it to be used for Kriyat Torah.
So, apparently not. In other words, Rashi is learning that the sugya has to do with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. All the Balei HaTosfos disagree with Rashi. But L'cha'ora, the issue in Tosfos is, can you copy Torah in a different language and thereby fulfill the mitzvah of writing a Torah? There is a mitzvah of Torah, right? Va'ata kisfu lachem es hashira hazos. There's a mitzvah. It's number 613 for those of you counting at home, right? The last mitzvah in the Torah is write a Torah. So do you get that mitzvah when you write it in a different language? That's l'cha'ora, the pshat, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel. But then Tosfos notes that there's a derivative issue that which would emerge in terms of, if I write a Torah in another language, am I allowed to read it in another language? Or, let's say it the other way, if Torah can only be in Hebrew, right? Umi Pirusho Nishma, it's like the third line in Tosfos. What the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat implies is that Laman de Omar lo nitna lahatika b'loshon acher, so lo nitna likro kimokain b'loshon acher. If you can't copy Torah in French, you also can't read Torah in French. Because if you're reading Torah in a foreign language and the Torah is written in Hebrew, it's like you're reading Baal Peh. Right? So again, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the issue in the Gemara is writing Torah in a different language. I'm assuming that means to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. But then Tosfos develops, he says, okay, that would mean, as an additional part of this conversation, that if Torah is written in Hebrew, you have to read it in Hebrew. Because if it's written in Hebrew, and you're going to read it in a different language, that's reading it Baal Peh. And therefore, Tosfos asks, V'lo yadana l'perusho, Hecha salka daite l'meimah liba d'rebi, d'becho l'asho nitna l'kasev. Im kein hada amar rebi, kriyashma kiksava, haindu b'cho l'asho, she b'cho l'asho nitna l'kasev, im kein haindu rabbanan. And Tosfos basically creates an unbelievable circle, no? Let's go slowly. The Gemara says maybe Rebbe holds that Kol HaTorah is written is Kol HaTorah b'chol lashon, right? Rebbe says you could only read it in Hebrew. You can only do Kriya Shema in Hebrew. So the Gemara in the Hava Amina thinks that if Rebbe needs a pasuk to tell me you have to do it in Hebrew, that would imply that all of Torah could be in any language. Okay, so far so good. Now one second, if all of Torah is in any language, so then when Rebbe would say that Kriya Shema is Kichsava, Kriya Shema goes the way Torah is written, that means Kriya Shema is in any language. But Rebbe says it's only in Biblical Hebrew, so we have a whole circle. Right? Is this clear? Again, let's say it one more time. Rebbe assumes Kriya Shema is only in Biblical Hebrew. Kriya Shema Kichsava. Now, Rebbe does not say, we had this diuk when we read the Gemara, Rebbe does not say Kriya Shema is v'lashon HaKodesh. He says Kriya Shema has to be read the way it's written. Zot the Gemara, maybe Rebbe holds that Kol HaTorah is b'chol lashon. If that's the case, that Kol HaTorah is b'chol lashon, so that would mean that Kriya Shema kiksavah means that you have to read Kriya Shema the way it's written, which is in any language, which is exactly the opposite of what we just said. Rebbe actually said, that's Tosfos' question. It's kind of sharp, no? So Tosus basically says, yeah, that's a good kasha. And he really answers, you know what we mean when we say Kriya Shema, when we say Kriya Shema Kiksava, we don't mean all of Torah. Writing all of Torah maybe could be in any language, but Kiksava means the way Kriya Shema is written, meaning in tefillin and mezuzahs, you also have Kriya Shema, and over there, it has to dafka be written in Biblical Hebrew. Right? You seem very confused.
That just like seems like he's going like this.
Yes. I mean, but Tosfos got us stuck in a circle. Because in the Hava Amina of the Gemara, Rebbe holds all of Torah's in every language. Well, if all of Torah is in any language, so that would mean Kriya Shema Kiksava means you could do Shema in any language, but Rebbe just said that Shema is only in Hebrew. So therefore Tosfos says, whoa, got to get off this train. Kriya Shema Kiksava would mean that according to Rebbe, you have to read Shema the way Shema is written in Tefillin and Mezuzahs.
And that, so he's saying, if I'm going to interpret it like Rabbeinu Hanano, this is how I have to say it.
Nachon. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, that the discussion in the Gemara of Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon means writing a Sefer Torah in any language. So then, right, Rebbe is only saying in Biblical Hebrew. That's what the Gemara says. If it's B'chol Lashon, what's the Hava mean of the Gemara? Right? How does the Gemara entertain the idea that Rebbe means Dafka in that Rebbe means that you could say Shema only in Biblical Hebrew. If you correct Shema, if you correct the Torah in any language, then you should say Shema in any language also. The answer is, says Tosis, that Kichsavah means the way it is written on its own in mezuzahs and tefillin, etc. Right? That's the trick. Again, this is not an easy Tosis. I think, Sarah, you pointed out last time that like you tried to go through the Tosis and it was a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
So yes, I agree. It's
like,
difficult.
He brings up the Megillah with the Metrogaman, like all that. Like he brings up, issues of like Al Peh.
Right. So that we spoke about. In other words, if Torah is written only in Hebrew, you can only read it in Hebrew.
Right.
Because if it's written in Hebrew and you read it in a different language, that's like doing it by heart, and you're not supposed to lane by heart. You're not supposed to read stuff by heart. That would be in Aveira, the Gemara says, of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashai Omer Malpeh.
Okay.
Right, so there's a few different parts of Tosis within the Rabbeinu Hanano's explanation, but basically, Tosis has nothing to do with the Rashi. Rashi says that the question of Kriya Shema, or the question, excuse me, of Kol HaTorah B'chol Lashon relates to Kriyas HaTorah. Tosfos says it has no direct relevance to Kriyas HaTorah. The direct relevance is only for writing a Torah. There might be some implications for Kriyas HaTorah, but that might not be an implication min HaTorah. That might not be a din d'oraisa. That's the way Tosfos puts it together, according to Rabbeinu Hanano.
Somewhere have to say that it's not
Kriya Torah
if there's a problem of
Al Peh. Right, but the Kriya HaTorah might only be a din d'rabbanon. The sugya.
The whole problem we had with Rashi was that Kriya Torah is
okay. Yeah, because Rashi's saying it's the oraisa because Rashi's trying to learn psuk in that way. That's basically our problem. Okay, good. Now there is a third mahalach in the sugya. Again, so Rashi's approach is that deals with Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbeinu Hanano's approach is that has to do with writing Torah. And then we spoke about Hashlachot elsewhere and what Kiksava means. That's all within the Tosis. How does the Me'iri learn? I didn't look at the sources to heal a sense. Let's try to see it now, as I think she'll have the Nusach of the Me'iri. Yeah, let me just find it, and I'll... Huh, did she not add it?
No, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
It's on page
18. Page 18. Does it have page 18?
Right where it says 217.
Off of. Oh, so I don't, somehow I don't have that on my thing. Okay, whatever. Yes, you just say it out loud, and I'll listen. Yeah. Afa bi shabiyan bi kriyat shma. Yeah.
Afa bi shabiyan bi kriyat shma. Shnei mer v'chol ashor afilu lechatzchila mikom akom im karal ma'fraya lo yatsa. Shnei mer v'hayu v'havi otan yiyu. Lechatzchila tzarich v'ah sheyashmiya lo ozno. Ma shemotid mipiv. Had b'diavet. Im karal v'lo yishmiya lo ozno yatsa. B'kvar bi'arno v'karei dvarim ilu v'mekoman b'sheni shel brachot. Ha'shar tora miha v'chol ashor nemer. Aber so lomar she'afa bi shenitna v'lashon ha'kodesh amanat ke nitna she'tehei shnuna v'chol ashor.
V'yotzei ba
v'agisa
b'yom v'layla. Wow. So what's the Me'iri saying? Chevra, this is unbelievable, no? It's not just the Me'iri, by the way. There's also a Ravid in the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel who says this. But according to the Me'iri, the question as to whether Kal HaTorah is B'chol Lashon Ne'emra or B'lashon HaKodesh is, do you fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah with an art scroll? No? Let's read it inside. No? Af al pi shenitna b'lashon kodesh, even though Torah clearly is given in Hebrew, al menas kein nitna shetei shenuna b'chol lashon, v'yotzei bo v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla u'mevarech miha lefaneha. Meaning that the opinion that Torah is b'chol lashon means even though Hashem gave the Torah in Hebrew, but b'chol lashon you fulfill your mitzvah v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, even b'chol lashon. So, in the b'di'eved sort of way, the bare minimum that you need to learn Torah every day to fulfill the mitzvah Tam Torah is just Kriyat Shema, Shacharis, and Arvis. But obviously, every bit of Torah I learn, I get an extra mitzvah. Question though, do I get a mitzvah of learning Torah when I study Torah in translation? So says the Me'iri, that's the machlokas in the Gemara as to whether Kol HaTorah b'chol lashon ne'emra or b'lashon HaKodesh ne'emra.
Well, kind of awkward that they spoke in Aramaic.
They spoke in Aramaic, and maybe, according to the Manda Omar, Kol HaTorah b'lashon HaKodesh ne'emra, they wouldn't get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Or maybe Aramaic somehow is different than other languages. Maybe we'll have that conversation later this evening. But English, do you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you go to the YU's firm sale and you buy a sefer in English and you read it? Do you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The Me'iri says, if you hold Kol HaTorah b'lashon HaKodesh ne'emra, you don't get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah unless you learn in Hebrew. If you hold Kol HaTorah b'chol lashon, so that means that you get the mitzvah of Torah when you read it in any language. But if you hold Kol HaTorah b'lashon HaKodesh ne'emra, you only get the mitzvah of learning Torah in the original.
So if you hold Rebbe, you only fulfill.
So according to the Hava Amina of the Gemara that Rebbe holds b'chol lashon, I'd get the mitzvah. Remember, the Gemara doesn't conclude one way or the other.
Correct.
There's a machlokes, and we say either opinion the Tanayim can go like either opinion about Kol HaTorah b'chol lashon.
But don't we conclude for Rebbe that he does hold the Torah is lashon HaKodesh, and then
the Gemara says slowly. The Gemara says it is possible that according to Rebbe, it's b'lashon HaKodesh. Right, the Gemara has a Hav Amina that maybe Rebbe has to hold B'chol Lashon. The Gemara says, no, Rebbe could even hold B'lashon HaKodesh.
Okay.
Right? But what's that issue about? That issue as to whether all of Torah is B'lashon HaKodesh, or whether all of Torah is B'chol Lashon, what halachic relevance does that conversation have? So we have three possibilities. Rashi for Kriyas HaTorah, Rabbeinu Chananel for the mitzvah of writing Torah, and the Me'iri for the mitzvah of learning Torah. If you hold Torah b'chol lashon, you could learn Torah only in Hebrew. Yes.
According to the Me'iri, what about like giving a
share
in English?
Again, so according to the Me'iri, maybe you can't give a share in English. If you give a share in English, you don't get the mitzvah points of learning Torah. If you want to get mitzvah points of learning Torah, you have to do it in biblical Hebrew, according to one opinion.
It's not the language of the shear, the language of the source.
The language of that, okay, the language
right, like,
of...
this shear is in English, but our sources are in Hebrew.
But let's say I take an art scroll Gemara, and I spend 2 hours with my chavrusa just reading the English side of the art scroll, or the Sansino, it's even worse than the art scroll, I'm only reading in English. Or you take an English Musar Sefer, you take an English Halacha Sefer.
That's
a loaded question. The answer, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in... Simon Mem Zayin, the Simon of Birchas HaTorah, of course. Like the Aruch HaShulchan writes that some people question whether you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, if you learn Musar or Kabbalah. So he says Musar is a davar pashut, because all Musar is expounding on psukim and gemaras, etc. No? What does Musar tell you? You should be religious. You should have Yeresh HaMayim. It's all based on psukim, so of course you get a mitzvah. But maybe you don't get a mitzvah if you read an English language Musar Sefer. Wow. Hey, that's unbelievable. Are you getting scared yet?
No, yeah, I'm very scared. What about, the barrier of entry for anyone who did not grow up religious?
Is so unbelievable. Again, so maybe we pass in B'chol Lashon. But yes, it would make it very hard. And not only that, the question is, we pass in... it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Zayin that you only make Birchas HaTorah when you read the words or even when you write the words. If I wake up in the morning and I'm going to write, so I make Birchas HaTorah for that. If I'm just going to think in Divrei Torah, so I don't make Birchas HaTorah. That's what the Mechaber says. The Vilna Gaon argues. The Vilna Gaon says, no, if you think in learning, you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And if you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you have to make the bracha. Right, the Gra writes in Orachayim Simen Mem Zayin that if you think in learning, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah because you get the points of Talmud Torah. But here's the problem. If I get the points of Talmud Torah for just thinking in learning, so of course I would get the points for Talmud Torah if I am saying the words in a different language. Like, what type of Hava Amina is there? Right, what's the Hava Amina that you don't recite? Or what's the Hava Amina that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in a foreign language, if you are Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even Behirhur. Right? This is Simen Mem Zayin Se'if Dalet. Mechaber tells me, HaMaharher B'Divrei Torah doesn't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. If you just think and learning, you don't make a bracha. Elijah Kramer of Vilna, 1720 to 1797, we decided that he was cool, right? So the Gra writes that this doesn't make sense because if you write Divrei Torah, you make a bracha. If you maharher b'Divrei Torah, also you have to make a bracha because you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'hirhur. So if I get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah just thinking, so how could it be that you don't get the mitzvah in a different language? That's the kasha. So in all of the svarim, they ask this kasha, and they don't understand any answer that they give. But I have the following suggested answer that I'd like to give. The most innovative, you know, the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. He lived 1745 until 1812, no? The Alter Rebbe lived in those years. The Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Talmud, he wrote Hilchos Talmud Torah on his own. Most of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, most of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, is modeled after what we call classical Shulchan Aruch, no? He's taking all the dinim in the Shulchan Aruch, he's developing it his own way, but it follows the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch. The Alter Rebbe is very bound by the Magen Avraham. The most innovative part of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch is Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, he wrote it himself, like start to finish. He like put the ideas in his own order, etc. So Alter Rebbe has a chiddush in Perek Beis of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Beis, that when you learn Torah, you have to articulate the words. Kol Adam Tzarich Lizaher LaHotzi B'Sfasav LaHashmi LaAznav Kol Mashalome Bein B'Mikra Bein B'Mishnah V'Talmud. Unless you're like thinking deeply about a sugya b'shas iyo and you want to understand it, then you don't have to say it out loud. If you learn only behirhur and you could articulate it, but you don't articulate it, you do not fulfill the mitzvah of lo yomosh sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. Says the Alter Rebbe that there are two mitzvahs with respect to learning. There's the mitzvah of learning Torah, v'lamadtem osam. Then there's a mitzvah of lo yomosh sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. The mitzvah lo yomosh sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha has to involve articulating, saying the words. Says the Alter Rebbe, if you say the words, you get the mitzvah, even if you don't understand them. But you only get the mitzvah of lo yomer sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. But the other mitzvah, the mitzvah of learning Torah, understanding Devar Hashem, that mitzvah you don't get unless you really understand it. So let's go slowly. There are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of lo yomer sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha, a mitzvah to articulate Torah. Then there's another mitzvah which I'll call to understand Torah. That's what Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch. Im kenim hadavarim, again, and if you don't like this is Schwartz speaking, like I didn't see this in the sefer, actually I just thought of this around 25 minutes ago, that's when I went over to see if we had a Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Beit Midrash, as I remembered this like, vaguely and I looked it up. I think what the Alter Rebbe is getting at is that there's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is lo yomer sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. You have to articulate Torah. That mitzvah, sefer ha-Torah hazeh, this Torah, is almost like the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's coming through Yehoshua, where he's like taking a book, and he's saying, sefer ha-Torah hazeh, this book you got to articulate. For that mitzvah, it could be that you're not yotzei b'chol lashon if you hold kol ha-Torah b'lashon ha-kodesh nemra.
Because that and the ha-yeh are the same.
Correct. Or that and sefer ha-Torah hazeh are the same. I mean, exactly. The point I think that the Me'iri is getting at is en hachanami. Of course you fulfill a mitzvah when you think and learning, no? Of course you get a mitzvah. But what mitzvah do you get? You get the mitzvah of learning Torah. But there's another mitzvah. This is like Lubavitcher Brisker Torah. There's another mitzvah called Lo Yomer Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha. A mitzvah that you have to articulate Torah. And maybe for that mitzvah of articulating Torah, perhaps that's when they have the conversation. Right, and that mitzvah of articulating Torah, the Alter Rebbe writes, you get such a mitzvah even if you don't understand what you're saying. Even if you don't understand what you're saying, you get a mitzvah, no? If you articulate it, you don't understand, you get a mitzvah. Question, do I get that mitzvah if I articulate it in a foreign language? Right, that's the question. But a vada, I get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah if I don't, if I just think and learning. But I don't get the mitzvah of lo yomosh sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. Tachner lafian the estate. This is something I thought of a few minutes ago. I like it. I like most stuff I think about. Sounds good, Chevra? Let's go on in the Gemara. Can you daven in the foreign language? Oh, Abigail, how are you?
What if we say that, is there something inherent with Lashon HaKodesh, or is it the translation of Torah? I don't know if I fully
thought
this
through, but... I think what the Me'iri is getting at is that if Kol HaTorah B'Lashon HaKodesh Ne'emra, I only get my mitzvah in Lashon HaKodesh, probably because, like what Tosis referred to, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, Hashem spoke in Lashon HaKodesh.
Right. But a Musar Sefer in English is not
But when I learn Musar... What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to connect to that Har Sinai experience. And one could argue that I don't get the mitzvah of... Again, what I'm saying is that's only on one of the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. One could argue I don't get a full mitzvah of Talmud Torah because I'm not recreating the Har Sinai experience if it's in English. The Har Sinai experience was in Hebrew. If you'll call a Torah b'lashon... Again, call a Torah b'chol lashon ne'emra means... that the Gemara has a drasha that kepata shepotet sela, and when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah in Har Sinai, Ribbono Shel Olam said the Torah in all different languages. Just like the mitzvah that when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yaradin, they had to write the Torah on the Avonim, and the Torah says that they write it Ba'er Heitev, which Rashi writes B'Shivim Lashon, right? So Torah, the idea of Shivim Lashon, by the way, is... an idea that Torah is not supposed to be the exclusive property of the Jewish people. At least Torah should accept. Do they teach Intro to Bible in this campus? Uptown, we used to have a course called Intro to Bible. One of the questions in Intro to Bible was, what value is there to have both the Torah should accept and the Torah should Baal Peh? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to divide the Torah up? This is the written Torah, that's the oral Torah. So... one of the suggestions that's given is that Torah Shebiksav is intended to be the property of the entire world. There's certain morals and values that we have that we want everybody to have, no? Those morals and values are found in this book. Right? That's Torah Shebiksav. Torah Sheba'al Peh has morals, values, lessons that's only for the Jewish people. Right? I don't know if I answered your question.
I think what I was trying to suggest was that Rashi and Tosfot are saying, according to the opinion of... by saying that Torah can be in... can only be in Lashon HaKodesh, it's because they're scared of translation. As opposed to the Me'iri, who's saying, no, if it's about Talmud Torah and it can be in any language... it's because there's no issue of they're not translating anything there. But maybe I'm not. Maybe
I'm not sure. I thought the Me'iri is saying that if Kol HaTorah is only B'Lashon HaKodesh, that means I only get my mitzvah of learning Torah in Lashon HaKodesh. I don't get a mitzvah of learning Torah in any other language. If you hold Kol HaTorah B'Chol Lashon, then you get the mitzvah of learning Torah in any language. But we ask the question, how can you not get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in any language? But... you get the mitzvah even when you think in learning. That was our question, so we gave an answer that maybe there's two different mitzvahs. I think I just lost you. Let's say it. Let's do it again.
Because I think that I thought about my thought before you asked that question. Like, I think my thought was on the whole English Musar Sefer.
Right.
If that's Talmud Torah, that was never written. It's not a translation of something from Hebrew. So it's not, is there something inherently
I'll say it like this. The only reason I would make a Birchas HaTorah when I study Mesilas Yesharim is because Mesilas Yesharim is on some level an extension of Psukim in the Torah. Right, there are Psukim, which are interpreted by Chazal, etc. Right, the Gemara in Brachas has a whole discussion. Do you recite Birchas HaTorah only on Mikra? Do you recite on Mikra and Mishnah? Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud? Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Midrash, right? The Gemara has this whole discussion. It could be that the fundamental mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, the pure mitzvah of Torah, is only on the actual words that were given at Har Sinai. And if you hold there's a mitzvah, maybe that's only because you can also get a mitzvah with translation. That's what the Meiri is saying.
I think I confused myself. We can move on.
Well, I confused you.
No,
or
it's okay. We can move
on. Confused each other. It's great. Okay, Chevra. Are you allowed to dance? Right? There's a certain mitzvah that you could do in any language. Kriyishma, you could do in any language. Can you daven in any language? Right? So Sarah has, if you can't daven in any language, so then the bar of entry is really high. Absolutely. So this week, a woman who comes to some of my shiurim sent me an email. She herself is a convert to Judaism. And she's like, you know, I never got this Hebrew thing, and I'm never going to really get this Hebrew thing. What's the story with davening in English? That's the question she asked me. I'm like, oh, that's awesome, because I'm going to be discussing this in my shiur this week. So what is the story of davening in English? Now, the Gemara says that tefillah can be done in any language because tefillah is rachamim, and right, tefillah rachamehi kohecha debay matzli, etc. Any way you want, you have to daven. Tefillah, the way I understand this Gemara, is that tefillah is really expressing my own thoughts and asking the Rabbona Shalom to have rachmanus on me and to fulfill the things that I'm yearning for. That's what davening really is. And therefore, if it's to ask for rachamim, so any language, right, any way that you speak, so of course you could daven in it. It's almost like the Gemara says, it's pashat, that davening is b'chol lashon. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean tefillah is in any language? Don't we know that you're not supposed to ask for what you need in lashon aramis? Because the angels don't understand lashon aramis. So the Gemara answer is lo kasha habiyachid habitzibur, meaning that if you're davening bitzibur, so you could daven in any language, but if you're davening biyachid, you cannot daven in aramis. Okay, let's just pause over here, and there's a lot to take apart in this Gemara. Here we have the philosophical conversation first or the halachic conversation first? I'll go for philosophy because no one's saying anything. Okay. Rambam has 13 principles of faith, no? Principle number 5. Shelo levado ro'i lehispalel. No, how's it go? We have it in Yigdal, no?
It's here.
Right, so in Yigdal we have... How do you say? Do we have this in Yigdal? Actually, maybe it's not in Yigdal. No, is that so funny? Where in Yigdal do you have the line that you can only pray to Hashem? That's really funny. I never noticed this. Yigdal is like one of there's like 100 poems that were written by various people at various times in Jewish history to enumerate the Ikarei HaEmuna. Right? The Rambam has 13 principles of faith. Yigdal is supposed to list them. So where in Yigdal does it say only daven to Hashem? We speak about Achdus Hashem. We speak about the existence of God. The fact that God has a different form of unity than anything else. The fact that God does not have a body, ein lo demos haguf ve'ein lo guf, lo na'aruch elav kedushato, What does that mean? We don't nothing equals God's Kedusha. God is, God preceded everything. I don't know where it says about davening. Do you have a gnosis? Where in Yigdal does it say that you can only daven Hashem? But whatever it is, you can only daven Hashem, no? For the Rambam, that's like Ikra number 5, right? You have the text of it, I think. Did Tehillah print out the text? Mm-hmm. Now, you can only daven Hashem. That's like... Hayisod HaChamishi, Shehu Yit'aleh, Hu Asher Ro'i La'ovdo La'romamo La'farsim Gedulas O'mishmato. You don't dive into angels, into celestial bodies, etc. Because all those things are limited, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limitless, and therefore we only dive in to Hashem. This is the Yisod HaChamishi, which the Rambam says is an Avodah Zarah type of idea. If you pray to anything besides the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Avodah Zarah. Okay, ladies. So how is this problematic, based on what we just learned? Davening to Malachim is a real problem, no? Don't do it in Aramaic, because angels don't speak Aramaic. Well, I don't care what the angels speak. I'm not praying to no angel.
The Gesher HaChaim,
yeah, on Avelos, yeah.
Yeah, has a whole chapter on whether or not you can daven in cemeteries, and it's all based on this question. Of whether or not you can daven to Malachim.
Correct.
Because you daven to the Neshama.
People make big mistakes. People say, oh, I'm going to Ma'arez HaMachpel, I'm davening to Avram Avinu. That's very nice. You daven to Avram Avinu, you are now an Oved Avodah Zarah. Right? Like, you gotta, and you go to the kever of the Jochem Platzer Rebbe, and you daven over there. You have to remember, you're only davening to Hashem. If you daven to the Jochem Platzer Rebbe, that's Avodah Zarah. So you can daven to the Jochem Platzer Rebbe any language you, well, you know, you can't daven to Jochem Platzer Rebbe. You can daven to Hashem, right? You can daven to Hashem in any language, but that's only Betzibur. That's only Betzibur. Biyachid, you need an angel, apparently.
But there's also a difference between davening to an angel and davening in the and then an angel brings it for you.
Right.
Right, so it could be that, like, many of the Mefarshim are bothered by in Slichas. So there's the text, Machnisei Rachamim, Hachnisu Rachameinu, it's like even a song, right? And many of the Mefarshim are very bothered. How can you have that? So the answer is, well, maybe it's not such a problem, because you're just asking the angels to bring the tefillah up to Hashem.
It's like a shaliach.
So I'm merely diving, it's like a shaliach.
Yeah.
Right, that could be. Although the Rambam really sounds like that's a problem. You should not make an emtsoi lahagia bahem elav. Right? Isn't that the lesson of the Rambam? Don't use any intermediaries. Well, yeah.
Like, we spoke about this in Rabbi Amman's Hilchot Avodah Zarah class. There's like a whole unit on whether or not you can dominate cemeteries or like angels. And I feel like there was like a whole approach that was when you daven to them to daven on your behalf, but that's okay. I can find my sources in my notes. It was literally last semester.
Okay, I mean, again, I could hear that approach. Again, I would say that it certainly is possible, but it's probably not true according to the Rambam. Now,
right.
There are a few things. There are a few things to be said. One is that maybe there are other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. Like there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Mem Daled, Sheyu Hakol Me'amtzem Es Kocho, which Rashi understands that Gemara is that you should have the angels strengthen you and help your tefillos go up. Well, that's clearly not Rambam-dic. Right? For the Rambam, that would be a problem, but maybe we don't follow the Rambam. Maybe other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. And Enoch Hanami, the way our tefillos are, the fact that we say Machnisei, or many of us say Machnisei Rachamim, that is based on not following the Rambam. There's a whole series of articles about davening to angels, etc. It certainly is possible that many Rishonim don't take the pure Rambam approach, or the Rambam says even an emtsa'i is forbidden. But how would the Rambam learn this Gemara? The Gemara says, don't daven in Aramis, because the angels don't understand Aramis. Right? I'm not concerned with how I paskin as much as I'm concerned with how does the Rambam learn the Gemara. So, what does the Me'iri say? The Me'iri and the Rambam are like the most similar. Do we have this Me'iri here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, so what does the Me'iri say? The Me'iri writes, Tfilas Rachamim, the Ein Tzarich La'omer B'Loshon HaKodesh, Elo B'chol Loshon Sheyirtza, Ho V'yodeyavo, Mikol Makom Pirshu B'Gemar Davka B'Tzir B'Yachid Davka B'Loshon HaKodesh, Va'af Dover Ze Eino La'akev, Elo Shehadover Hadur Lo, Shebetzibur Vadei Heim Boririm HaLoshon HaShogar B'Fiyam M'Vura Lahem Yoteir, V'Kavan Metzuya B'Hem B'chol Inyan, Abiyachid, Ilo Ata Matiro B'Kach B'chol Loshon, Yavar lo lashon ha'am v'hei be'enav k'dibor ba'alma ve'ena kavona metzuyavo. The Me'iri, I think, is saying something like this. When you daven, you have to daven with kavona. You're supposed to daven with kavona. Now, when I daven b'tzibor, I'm using the text that the whole tzibor is using. And that text is chosen because it has a certain exalted, elevated language. And therefore I take it seriously, and therefore I daven with proper kavana. But if I'll daven b'yochid, again, and this probably relates to that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh that we'll probably have to talk about on Wednesday, Mirat Hashem, when I daven in b'yochid, if I'm going to daven in Aramis, for the Me'iri, what that means is, I'm just like flippantly saying some comments. There's nothing exalted or elevated about it. And therefore, I probably won't have proper kavana. The Me'iri is understanding that this idea of malachim understanding, not understanding, it doesn't mean that the angels understand. It doesn't mean you're davening to angels. It's almost like in English, sometimes people have an expression like, you're good angels. Like, you want to bring out your best self when you daven. The best self I could bring out is going to be with an exalted language, a language that carries a certain weight that people take more seriously. Don't do it in Aramis, precisely because Aramis is a language that everybody speaks, right? It's like, if I say, hey God, thanks for the grub, you know, like, that's not an exalted way of davening. And you probably will have less kavana because it's a little too flippant. The Me'iri is saying it's not really about praying to angels. It's not about angels helping your tefillos. The idea of not speaking B'Lashon Aramis is we want the best kavana to come out. And the Me'iri says that this whole idea in the Gemara is a din l'chatchila also. You're yotzei, of course, if you daven in a less formal way. Of course, you're yotzei. But we want the ideal tefillah to be tefillah with real kavana. To have real kavana, you want to say it with the most pure language possible. You seem very bothered by this.
No, I'm just, yeah. I don't know, just say, like, I guess, yeah. Because also, for the whole Hamim of Gemara is that tefillah is rachamim. Then, like, isn't it supposed to be this close and personal relationship where it's something that is very much an expression of something? Like, I had a friend who grew up speaking a different language in her home, and we were talking to her, but then grew up in America. So she was fluent in this other language and also fluent in English. And we were talking to her, and we asked her, which languages do you think in when? In school, she thinks in English. At home, she thinks in the language at home. And when she davens in that other in her language at
home.
Because it's a language that's close to her heart.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that that goes against...
Which is like a very interesting comment for her to make.
So you're saying that's almost like the opposite of the Me'iri. In other words, if it's...
from an anecdote against...
But the point that you're bringing out is that if tefillah is like a personal expression, so the language that you express yourself best in, the language that you know best, should be the language. So I think there's like a double-edged sword.
Right,
on the one hand, you want to express yourself properly. On the other hand, it shouldn't be like a long discursive essay that begins nowhere and ends nowhere and there's nothing in the middle. Right? It should be more focused. The Meiri is concerning himself with making sure that the tefillah is more focused, and therefore, right?
But also, is tefillah Shmona Esrei, or is tefillah any time we talk to God?
For these purposes, I think it means Shmona Esrei.
But then later,
next time we learn, I want to have the conversation about any time we talk to God. I'll leave the question like this. My grandmother, Laha Shalom, could not really read Hebrew. She grew up in Poland, whatever, came over, could not really read Hebrew well. She used to daven, mostly, or a lot of her davening was like in Yiddish. She used to say Trinus. Trinus is like, look them up, it's like old women would daven in Yiddish, and they would say, they put together their own little prayers, and they express themselves to the Rabbon Hashem in their own thing. Is that permitted? The Gemara says that b'yachid, you're not supposed to daven b'chol lashon. Right? So that's what I want to talk about next time we learn. Right? In other words, my grandmother was never, I mean, she would daven in shul like a chveis on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I guess. But like, she would daven at home, and she'd daven in Yiddish. She'd say trinis. So, is that okay or is it not okay? That's the discussion Simon Kuf Aleph of Shulchan Aruch, right? And we'll have to have that conversation. The Me'iri over here is related to that in the sense of what Sarah is bringing up. Right? On the one hand, when I daven b'chol lashon, it's an opportunity to have greater kavana because it's closer to me. On the other hand, when I daven b'chol lashon, precisely because it's
closer to you, then it will allow you to...
Right. I won't focus on it. So this woman who sent me the question this week, she said, like, you know, it's very hard to daven in Hebrew for her. What do I think about davening in English? I'm like, yeah, api halacha, davening in English is fine. The only thing is, try to choose a good translation, not something that's too colloquial. Right? In other words, sometimes using an older siddur with a more arcane language forces you to focus on the words more. I think that's in part what the Meiri is getting at, but we have to have this conversation in greater depth next time. Okay, Chevra.
To understand. Yeah? I understand that you don't want it to be like colloquial, whatever, but you also... If you're going to say it in the language, it's because you want to understand what you're saying.
Absolutely. But the main point I want to bring up in the Meiri is that the Meiri is not emphasizing malachim. He's emphasizing, like, my better spirits, so to speak. That's the way I understand the Meiri.